More bitterly cold wind chills expected across the region tonight. A cold weather advisory in effect from 7 this evening through 11 Saturday morning for Stark, Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, Summit, and Trumbull counties. Wind chills could fall between 10 and more than 20 below zero. Area residents will have more places to stay warm. SARTA has announced extended lobby hours at its transit centers through Monday. The Cornerstone location in downtown Canton will be open from 6 a.m. to 9:15 p.m. Alliance from 6 a.m. to 8:45 p.m. Massillon from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Belden Village from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sentencing set next month in Stark County Common Pleas Court for a man who admitted to his role in a deadly shooting in Canton. 33-year-old Corey Partee will be sentenced February 26th after pleading guilty Thursday to negligent homicide and tampering with evidence in the October 4th death of 35-year-old Christopher Smith. Court records show Smith was shot in the hip and Partee later removed a gun from the scene on Market Avenue North. High bonds have been set for suspects in a fatal Canton shooting. 18-year-old Nico Marshall of Canton charged with murder and 33-year-old Nathaniel Sanford of Delroy charged with complicity and tampering with evidence. Each had bonds set at $2 million. 20-year-old Kamani James of Massillon facing tampering charges was given a $300,000 bond. A status conference scheduled for Wednesday. Charges resulted from a Wednesday afternoon shooting on Allen Page Drive Southeast that killed 20-year-old Tashawn Smith of Massillon. 19-year-old Devion Newman of Massillon is scheduled for arraignment Monday. Man was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court on multiple weapons and sex charges. 42-year-old Stephen James of Castalia charged with attempting unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, improperly soliciting a minor, carrying a concealed weapon, resisting arrest, and possessing criminal tools. He was taken into custody Thursday in the 2500 block of Helen Place Northwest. James accused of using a cell phone to solicit sex from an undercover officer posing as a 14-year-old girl. He also pulled a loaded handgun during his arrest. Alliance Fire officials say a chimney fire Wednesday afternoon caused about $5,000 in damage, but no injuries. Firefighters from Alliance, Washington Township, and Sebring responded to a single-story condo on Tanglewood Avenue after a passerby reported flames coming from the chimney around 5:15 p.m. The resident escaped safely along with another person from an adjoining unit. The blaze was contained to the chimney area. Inspector Chris Waffler says creosote buildup is the likely cause and reminds homeowners to clean their fireplaces regularly. Owners of Green Tree Apartments in Canton say they're working with the Postal Service to resume mail delivery. Residents of the Market Avenue North building have not received their mail in at least a week. A spokeswoman for the U.S. Postal Service said the mail had not gone through because of reported fecal matter in the foyer. A resident told the paper he'd been picking up his mail at the post office. He says he's lived in the apartments for a month and had not seen any sign of unclean conditions. Concerns over fire suppression and water pressure have prompted the West Branch Board of Education to declare a facilities emergency at the Beloit campus. Interim Superintendent Matthew Manley says fire alarms and sprinkler systems are working, but water pressure could drop when fire hydrants are opened. The cause is unclear. The lines are owned by Beloit and water supplied by Sebring. The district is seeking grants and contacting lawmakers to fund necessary improvements. Thursday, the board also approved the 26-27 school calendar, setting the first day for September 9th and last for June 3rd, and agreed to participate in the College Credit Plus program with Youngstown State University. The deaths of a girl and a man in an officer-involved shooting in St. Clair Township were ruled justified. Muskingum County Prosecutor Ron Welch determined Officer Dakota Wetzel did not act recklessly when 29-year-old Joseph Como pulled a firearm. Como and 4-year-old Rosalie Martin were killed and Wetzel injured. Welch's final report in the January 2025 incident says body camera footage showed the entire incident lasted less than 40 seconds, leaving no time for de-escalation. A deadly crash near Salem 3 years ago is headed back to court. Pre-trial hearing now set for April 8th in Columbiana County Municipal Court for 38-year-old Anthony Thornabar of Spencer, West Virginia. He's accused in the death of 44-year-old Trevor Lee Reed of Salem. The Highway Patrol says the January 2023 crash happened at Route 45 and Tea Garden Road in Salem Township when Thornabar failed to stop and pulled into the path of Reed's vehicle, which had the right-of-way. Reed died the next day. Thornabar faces misdemeanor counts of vehicular homicide and vehicular manslaughter.